Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Roto-Baller Fantasy Baseball 2020 Preview Series right here on the Roto-Baller YouTube channel. I'm your host, Anthony Aniano, and remember, you can follow me on Twitter at @AanianoFantasy. Head over to rotoballer.com, check out everything there, the main page, premium package, the expert chats, whatever it is you're looking for, rotoballer.com has you covered. Save money now using the promotional code ACES on that premium package. The lineup optimizer, the draft guide, all the great stuff. Scott Engel, Nick Mariano, Pierre Camus, myself, Josh Hayes, Real Talk Raph, and the rest of the Rotoballer crew. All there. A bunch of new writers just brought in as well. Great podcast, great YouTube stuff. And as always, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, Monday to Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., a combination of Real Talk Raph, myself, and Josh Hayes, as well as 1 to 2 in the afternoon with the legend himself, the king of fantasy sports, Scott Engel. So great stuff all around from rotoballer.com, and make sure you subscribe right here to the Rotoballer YouTube channel. All right, so I've come at you now with a few preview videos. We've talked about the Astros garbage can scandal. We've broken down some undervalued starting pitching. We've taken a look at some late round stolen base sources. And what I want to look at today is five players who could be some undervalued power hitters in your fantasy drafts. When I look at some of the mock drafts I'm in, other people have done, when I take a look at the NFBC rankings, I see power available late. Now, we know power is available up and down Major League Baseball right now. You look at the stats from last year, one player with over 50 home runs, that was Pete Alonso. There were 10 players with over 40 home runs, 53 players with over 30, and 96 players over 20 home runs. I am old enough to remember when 28, 32, something like that was a league-leading number. Now the fact is 25, 28 home runs is top 100, okay, essentially. So it's crazy. But we also have to see what happens now this year. New baseball coming in, potentially. Different lacing. Pitchers complained about it all year long last year that the lacing wasn't as high. They couldn't get a grip. They couldn't control a slider. Things like that. So we'll see what type of adjustments were made to the baseball to try to keep the ball in the park a little bit. But nonetheless, when I look at some ADP, I realize I could kind of diversify my draft and get a nice mix potentially of draft and speed, of a draft, a combination of power and speed, because there is power later on in the draft. And first player I want to mention today is J.D. Davis of the New York Mets. Current ADP is at 173 overall on the NFBC. That puts him at around the 14th round draft pick in a 12-team league. And you look at what he did last year, a .307 batting average with a .369 on base percentage. You'll love that. A low strikeout rate of only 21%. 453 plate appearances, 22 homers, 57 RBIs. What I loved about it, besides the .895 on base percentage, though, I really focused on that hard hit percentage. And this was a guy just on the 42% of the time, he hit the ball hard. And if you watch the Mets every day, you saw that. And you saw a monster second half out of him last year where he hit .279 with 9 home runs and a .335, 13 home run, second half of this season. All right, he was a monster in the second half, right in the middle of that Met lineup with Pete Alonso. Kind of carried him, the two of them, in the second half to that 86 victory season. Now, the only question for me with J.D. Davis is it's a crowded outfield there in New York. Brandon Nimmo right now, center field, Conforto in right, J.D. Davis in left, and the unknown in Yoenis Cespedes returning from the ankle injury, the double heel surgery, whatever it is, and who knows how much he can give. The Mets infield is kind of set with Alonso and Cano, Rosario at short, and Jeff McNeil at third. So right now you have Jake Marisnyk also in the mix in the outfield. Brandon Nimmo doesn't hit. Conforto can shift to center field. J.D. Davis could play either corner. Not a Gold Glover, never will be. Could play a little third base as well. But when you're hitting the ball hard, 42% of the time, at-bats will find you. So J.D. Davis in round 14, still a ton of upside. This was a top prospect with Houston. He had some monster seasons there in the minor leagues. Last year was his first real chance in the big leagues. Kind of took advantage of it, put himself on the mat. The Mets would not include him in a Starling Marte trade before he got traded, I believe, to Arizona. So J.D. Davis, number one on my list. At number two, Philadelphia Phillies should be their third baseman all year with Michael Franco gone, and that is Scott Kingery. Eligible at second, short, third, and in the outfield for your fantasy leagues. So sign me up right away there. I love that type of flexibility. In 2017, 2 years ago, before he came up, between AA and AAA. This is a guy who combined for 26 homers and 29 stolen bases with over 300 batting average. Was the Phillies' top offensive prospect. Now, it's taken him some time. His current ADP is 163 in the NFBC. Puts him at about a 13th round draft pick. Last season at 258, on-base percentage was too low. It was only 315. Struck out way too much at 29.4%. Did hit 19 home runs. Did steal 15 bases, 55 RBIs. A much stronger first half than a second half. 292 first half, 230 second half. 11 homers, 8 homers is the split there. But I will tell you what I love, and that is that hard hit rate. It is the highest hard hit rate of the players I name here today. He was essentially at 46% of the time. Essentially half the time Scott Kingery hit the ball, he hit it hard somewhere. You know what hard hit balls do? They go deep, whether off the wall, in the gap for doubles, or over the fence. Scott Kingery going to get a full-time job now at third base for the Philadelphia Phillies, being given an opportunity to excel. I could see him taking that leap into that 25 home run level there this season for Philadelphia. New manager there, Joe Girardi. New infield with Gene Segura moving to second base. Didi Gregorius now there at shortstop. Andrew McCutchen is back. Kingery being given the helm at third base. He should be able to capitalize. I have him penciled in for 25 home runs. At number three, the only real veteran, I guess, on my list, and that's Justin Upton of the Los Angeles Angels. Only played 63 games last year, and people kind of gave up on him this year. His current ADP in the NFBC is at 232. That's a 19th round draft pick. He's still only 32 years old. Now, last season was a lost season, no doubt about that. Hit 215, a 309 on-base percentage, 12 homers, 34 runs scored, 40 RBIs, and only 256 plate appearances for Justin Upton. So not his normal season at all. But I will say this, there were some numbers I liked. I hated the strikeout rate. It was over 30%. But for his career, that strikeout rate is only sits at about 25.5%. Was last season aberration? I think it comes under 30%, but I would settle in at about 28%. And I usually don't like that, but we're looking for undervalued power in the 19th round. That's undervalued power. What I do like, though, again, go back to that hard hit rate. Last season, it was at over 41%. This is a career 36% hard hit rate. So for all of his ugliness, for all of his flaws last year, when he hit the ball, he hit it harder than he had at his career norms. And his career norms before last year were under the radar exceptional. Six straight seasons of 25 plus or more home runs. Five straight seasons of 80 or more RBIs. He's always been a 250 hitter. He's a lifetime 266. Remember, Victor Robles was the number 100th hitter in batting average last year, and he hit 255. Justin Upton is a career 266. He's not going to hit 215. He's going to give you 25-plus home runs. His career numbers say so. He's only 32. It's not like he's 38, 39. Scratch off last season as a lost injury-plagued year. Focus on that hard hit rate of 41%, and Justin Upton in the 9th and 18th round provides as Real Talk Raph would say, it's not sexy. Justin Upton's not sexy, not at 32 years old anymore. Everybody likes that shiny new toy, but sometimes you need that old toy that always comforts you. Justin Upton can be that. At number four, Dansby Swanson of the Atlanta Braves, the shortstop. Only 25 years old. Feels like he's been around forever. 25 years old, now fourth season in the bigs, essentially. Came up too soon in 2016. I've talked about that in the past at length. Okay, but a first overall draft pick. Now, last season, he set a slew of career highs. Batted 251 with an on-base percentage of 325, 17 home runs, and 77 runs scored. All career highs, 65 RBIs on the season. Now, his current ADP sits at 250 in the NFBC, which puts him in round 21. You're talking about a guy with 17 homers and 10 stolen bases. Why is that? Well, his second half was so bad last year, even though it was injury-plagued. His first half, he hit 270 with 17 home runs. You love those numbers. Second half, 204 with zero homers. He only played 38 games in the second half. But again, there are numbers I like, and I go back to that hard hit percentage that continues to climb year after year after year. In 2017, he hit the ball hard only 29% of the time. In 2018, it took a jump to 35.6% of the time. Last season, 17 home runs all in the first half, hit the ball hard 42.5% of the time. He hit the ball harder more often than Justin Upton. Just wrap that around your head there. Harder than J.D. Davis, not as hard as Scott Kingery. He has an OPS, on-base plus slugging, over the last three seasons. 2017, 636. 2018, 699. Last season, a career high, 748. Those numbers are trending in the right direction. Strikes out less than 23% of the time. Walks just under 10% of the time. Dansby Swanson, 17 home runs in round 21. Let's push him a hair over 20 in that round with double-digit stolen bases. Dansby Swanson provides some value in round 21. And number five, I couldn't decide. So I have two number fives, two Oakland A's. One coming back from injury, one coming off a career year. First, it's Stephen Piscotty of their outfield. Last season, only played 93 games. Currently going basically free for you. NFBC, 355. Puts him in round 30 of a 12-team league. Now, last season, a lost season. 249 with only 13 homers, 44 RBIs, 393 plate appearances. All right? Struck out 21% of the time, hit the ball just under 40% of the time, hit the ball hard just under 40% of the time. But I can't ignore that 2018 when he got his first real crack to play every day, when he hit 267 with a 331 on base percentage, 27 homers, 88 RBIs. He's coming back from injury, should be the A's right fielder every day, back near that 6-7 spot in the batting order. I expect more than 13 home runs. Let's push him over 20. And again, in round 30, he's free money. At that point, you take a flyer on somebody. If it doesn't work, you cut and move on. On the same team, Mark Canha of the Oakland A's. His last three season home runs have climbed 5, 17, 26. Now, I don't expect it to go much higher than that. But with an NFBC ADP of 274, puts him in round 23 of a 12-team league. Last season, he hit 273. If you're in an on-base percentage league, you're looking at an elite level on-base percentage. It was 396. Highest walk rate of the group here I've mentioned today at 13.5%. with a strikeout rate of only 21.5%. Of the players I've mentioned today, his OPS on base plus slugging is the highest of the group. It's 913. His career is 783. His hard hit rate was 39.7%, higher than his career norms of 35.1. The power and the on base percentage is going trending in the right direction. It's better than anybody else on the list. Last season, he had 26 home runs, only 58 RBIs, but 80 runs scored in 497 plate appearances. Struck out, like I said, only 21.5% of the time with a walk rate of almost 14%. He's flying under the radar in round 23. All of these players can easily provide 20 to 25 home runs. Dansby Swanson probably on the lowest end of that. Scott Kingery, J.D. Davis on the high end of that. Those two guys can push 30. And then Justin Upton has to stay on the field, the veteran, and he'll be fine, especially with the addition of Anthony Rendon in that lineup to go with Mike Trout. That that Los Angeles Angels lineup is just significantly better. All right, everybody. Make sure you head over to rotobola.com. Check out everything there. Like I mentioned at the start, and use that promotional code ACES. Save yourself a few dollars. Follow me on Twitter at AAnianoFantasy. And make sure you listen in Monday to Friday on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio and right here at all the Rotoballer YouTube shows. I'm Anthony Aniano. Have a good one, folks.